Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Samantha and Thomas McCormick appeared in Huron County District Court today, where both entered a no contest pleas to a single count of lewd and lascivious conduct. The pleas are part of an agreement with the prosecution to dismiss a second charge of indecent exposure. Defense attorney Joshua Nusian noted that his clients entered the pleas due to the lack of memory regarding the incident. Judge Ferris accepted the pleas after reviewing a Caseville Police Department report which established a factual basis for the charge. The court has ordered a probation interview for the couple with sentencing scheduled for September 9th at 9 a.m. And Alexander Lee Johnson appeared in Huron County District Court today to face charges of operating while intoxicated and carrying a concealed weapon while under the influence. Representing himself, Johnson entered a guilty plea to both counts. The charges follow a June 20th, 2026 traffic stop where Johnson admitted to drinking at a golf course before driving. Police reported the preliminary breath test result of .206. Judge Ferris accepted the plea and set sentencing for September 17th at 9 a.m. And in Huron County District Court, Melissa Jo Garwold entered a guilty plea to operating while visibly impaired. The charge originated from a July 2nd, 2026 traffic stop where officers identified an expired Florida license plate and vehicle damage. A subsequent blood draw revealed a blood alcohol level of 0.09, surpassing a legal limit of 0.08. Judge Ferris sentenced Garwold to 12 months of probation. Terms of the sentence include completing an alcohol insight and awareness program, attending a 12-step program weekly, and performing 24 hours of community service. Garwold must also submit to random drug and alcohol testing, and the court ordered total fines and costs of $1,080. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Huron County man has been sentenced for driving with a suspended license. Ian Nathan Morley appeared before Judge Ferris on August 20th, 2026, to resolve three separate cases. Morley pleaded guilty to two counts of driving while his license was suspended, revoked, or denied. In exchange for the plea, the court dismissed the remaining charges. Judge Ferris ordered Morley to pay a total of $840 less his posted bond. The judge warned Morley to refrain from driving until he obtains a valid driver's license. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.